This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. U.S. President Joe Biden granted temporary refuge Thursday to people from Hong Kong amid the Chinese government's effort to crush the pro-democracy movement and tighten its control on the city. Biden signed a memorandum allowing people from Hong Kong currently residing here in the United States to live and work in the country for 18 months, a move likely to further inflame the already tense relations between Washington and Beijing. The decision to provide a temporary safe haven comes in response to Hong Kong's sweeping new national security law, which took effect in June. Since then, police have arrested at least 100 opposition politicians, activists, and demonstrators. Changes have also been made to Hong Kong's election laws to reduce the number of directly elected lawmakers and give a largely pro-Beijing committee the leeway to nominate lawmakers aligned with the mainland government. Iran's new ultra-conservative president, Ebrahim Raisi, has taken his oath of office with a promise to pursue diplomacy to secure the lifting of U.S. sanctions, drawing a cautious response from Washington. Raisi was sworn in at the Iranian parliament in the ceremony Thursday, 2 days after his term officially began with the endorsement of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. In his speech to parliament, Raisi said sanctions against Iran must be lifted and Tehran will support any diplomatic plan that achieves the goal. Iran has retaliated for the U.S. sanctions since 2019 by exceeding the limits imposed on its nuclear activities by a 2015 nuclear deal with world powers, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. For more news, join us at voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News. Two Belarusian coaches have been stripped of their Tokyo Olympics accreditations over an alleged attempt to force a sprinter to fly home, an incident that drew international condemnation. The International Olympic Committee on Friday said it had removed the accreditations of the coaches and they had left the Olympic Village. The body said this week that it was investigating the pair over their role in the case of Kristina Tymonoskaya, who sought protection at a Tokyo airport to avoid being put on a plane home. She said she feared for her life if forced back to Belarus, which had been racked by political upheaval and a crackdown on dissent after a disputed election that returned strongman Alexander Lukashenko to power last year. Tymonoskaya is one of more than 2,000 Belarusian sports figures who signed an open letter calling for new elections and for political prisoners to be freed. But her trouble in Tokyo came after she posted on her Instagram criticizing her coaches for entering her into a race without informing her first. Tymonoskaya arrived in Warsaw Wednesday after being granted a humanitarian visa, saying she was happy to be safe. Pakistan is echoing warnings from Washington that neither the Afghan government nor the Taliban can get what they want if they insist on pushing ahead with military campaigns instead of working to reach an agreement through negotiations. Fighting between government forces and the Taliban fighters has surged in recent weeks, with the August 31st deadline for the U.S. military withdrawal from Afghanistan drawing ever closer, prompting U.S. forces to increase the number of airstrikes in support of the Afghan military. Yet Pakistan's National Security Advisor here in Washington for meetings with U.S. officials said Thursday that a military victory for the Afghan government or the Taliban is simply not realistic. Moeed Youssef told a virtual audience at the U.S. Institute for Peace, in his words, a compromise is inevitable. U.S. officials have insisted repeatedly that a Taliban victory is not a foregone conclusion. And firefighters battling several blazes in Greece, including a resurgent wildfire that has burned homes north of Athens. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. VOA News.